river. Just can't get my poor self together. I'm weary all the time, the time. So weary all the time. When he went away, the blues walked in and met me. If he stays away, old rocking chair will get me. All I do is pray the Lord above will let me walk in the sun once more. Can't go on. All I have in life is gone. Stormy weather since my man and I ain't together.
If I have to walk down that railroad track. never coming back. Oh, yeah. Oh, coming home, Geechee Joe. Coming
bread is that? It must be good.
KPR podcast update number one.
Work has begun on Canada's information highway. That's the state-of-the-art network that we're told will change everything from the way we do business to the way we learn. Without getting too technical, tell me how what you're working on is different from what's available to me right now.
So right now, if you want to listen to your favorite CITR program, you need to be listening to it on your radio live or streaming over the internet live. But with CITR podcasts, you'll be able to download your favorite show and listen to it whenever you want, on your computer or on your MP3 player.
I'm just thinking about that.
I know, it's pretty rad.
For more information, visit CITR.ca/podcast. Thank you for listening, and please be kind to robots.
Yes, we are podcasting, and the second hour of the show is currently available at www.citr.ca. I eventually do get the hang of it. You see, I'm trapped in your time. I'm really from the 1920s, 30s, and 40s, and I really do struggle with your technology. But it is available. That was Jimmy Lunsford, 1943, I believe. That was a live show that he did at one of the barracks in the United States, and just a fabulous, fabulous version of Blues in the Night. A little long, clonking in at 5 minutes and change, but what the heck, I just had to play that. Fats Waller, Shorten and Bread, Cab Calloway with Geechee Joe, and Lena Horne, the wonderful, the beautiful, the talented, the amazing Lena Horne, and her amazing roles. Wow, she just had the most fabulous hair of any woman in the 40s. Well, a lot of them had fabulous hair. I was watching Turner Classic Movies this morning, and Lucille Ball was on that with her gorgeous red rolls and stuff. How did she do it? I don't know. Something to the left of witchcraft, I guess. Actually, what they used to do is they used to use a lot of hairspray and hairdressers, and they'd wear scarves, and they'd keep their hair do as long as they possibly could. And what they went through, gosh. But I love it. I love the look. The 1930s, 40s look on women is just amazing. Anyway, I digress. Here's one of the amazing women from the 30s and 40s, and this song was super popular. A Tisket, a Tasket with Ella Fitzgerald.
Yes, on the way I dropped it, a little girlie picked it up and put it in her pocket. She was trucking on down the avenue, but not a single thing to do. She went peck, peck, pecking all around. When she spied it on the ground, she took it, she took it, my little yellow basket. And if she doesn't bring it back, I think that I will die. A Tisket, a Tasket, I lost my yellow basket. And if that girlie don't return it, don't know what I'll do. Oh dear, I wonder where my basket can be. Oh gee, I wish that little girl I could see. Won't someone help me find my basket and make me happy again, again?
Was it green?
No, 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 no.
Was it red?
No, 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 no.
Was it blue?
No, 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 no. Just a little yellow basket. A little yellow basket.
Thank you. want to join the gates when they're at their best and meet a couple of future dates. Well, Roger, I suggest hop in the old jalop and head for the molded shop.
And all the cats join in.
Now goes my last two bits, comes up one banana split.
And all the
drop your jack in the old jukebox, play your favorite disc. When you dance with the Bobby Sox, you dance at your own risk.
Rip, everybody swing, yes, swing, till the rafters ring.
And all the cats join in.
In the mud and cold, and when my pack seems more than I can hold, my love for you renews my might. I'm warm again, my pack is light. It's you, Lily Marlene. It's you, Lily Marlene. My might, I'm warm again.
You are listening to CITR 101.9 FM. The show is called Sweet and Hot, a celebration of the music of the 20s, 30s, and 40s, and it is the World War II generation. And that song was very well known then. The British soldiers in the desert popularized that song especially. They had some really dirty versions. I don't have any on CD. I would really love to have one. I'd play it for you if I had it. But, well, I don't know. I might get in trouble if I did that. Anyway, yes, they had a very dirty version of Lili Marleen. That was one of their most popular songs. I don't have the German version. I'll have to dig that one up. I'm sure I do have it somewhere. Marlene Dietrich. Benny Goodman before that. All the Cats Join In. Chick Webb with the wonderful Ella Fitzgerald started the set off with a tisket, a tasket, a brown and yellow basket. And just letting you know about what's going on this weekend, Dale Richards will be playing his November 11th Orpheum Theatre We'll Meet Again show, and you can check that out, the Orpheum Theater website, and also the Dal Richards website. Dal has got to be the hardest working man in show business, because he is also playing that weekend as well on November the 12th. He's doing another Remembrance Day show at the Maple Ridge Arts Center and Theater. That's 2 to 4:30 p.m. Tickets, you can get the information at 604-476-2787. The New Orleans Ale Stars are playing from 2 to 5 p.m. on Saturdays at the Lamplighter Pub in Gastown, and get out there and support live jazz in the pubs, where it belongs. The Golden Wedding Band will be playing at Rhyme. I believe that's tomorrow. Check their website, the RIME, that's 11:30 commercial. The Hot Club of Mars, November 10th at the Cottage Bistro at 4468 Main. And tickets are $10 in advance and $15 at the door. So that's a benefit for the helper dog training and for teens at risk. And their numbers are 604-736-1910 or 604-293-1211. That's what's going on. A whole bunch of things. A whole bunch of good old-timey jazz and jazz-inflected music going on this weekend. So, the tribute to the World War II generation continues, and what do I have next? Oh, this song was actually introduced, and well, this is a World War II movie introduced me to this song. It's been one of my absolute favorites ever since then. I first encountered the song on the German film Das Boot, and this is Jacques André with Rina Ketty.
Plus rien ne vient. The worst friend we've ever had. When he's fired the spinster's hour. Professor Fungoid will now tell you what to do in the garden. Won't that be nice?
This is the season to mulch your tubers, if you have any. Nurserymen should put all their young, tender growths into hot beds. If you have any purple quinsies or spurious hysteria, treat them as you would creeping paralysis. Now is the time to sow your wild oats. And, of course, Dorothy Perkins should be taken in hand and all top dressing removed.
I say you can't say that, you know.
My dear sir, as an authority of 50 years standing...
Then sit down.
Oh, dear, dear.
From now, that concludes the talk on what to do in the garden. From now until the crack of doom, you will hear King Senna and his pods. They are playing dance music...
He's the first man about the garden.
Say, I believe that Adam met Eve in the bushes at the bottom of the garden. King Charles, it's said, went and lost his head in the bushes at the bottom of the garden. When Godiva Bear, except for a hair, rode round, I beg your pardon. Peeping Tom, it's true, had a darn good view in the bushes at the bottom of the garden. Long years ago, old King Pharaoh, in the bushes at the bottom of the garden, found his daughter coy with a brand new baby boy in the bushes at the bottom of the garden. He said, this is ruin. What have you been doing? But she said, I beg your pardon. You're making a mistake. I found him by the lake in the bushes at the bottom of the garden. Rubbish you can find
in the bushes at the bottom of the garden.
Mix it up with shaving soap and some bits of strings of rope
in the bushes at the bottom of the garden.
It will make a lovely put, but if your wife said it's no good, simply say, I beg your pardon. Then stuff it down the drain or chuck it back again
in the bushes at the bottom of the garden.
To be enough of that. Lovely to lie at ease in one's garden and feel Anno Domini creeping on one.
Aye, they're creeping on me too, but I didn't know the Latin name for them.
Well, well.
Thank you. you found an old beat-up chick, I was too slick. I'm in the know, you've got to go, the cake is all gone. It's too bad I bled, had to miss out like this. I'm cutting out, old man, I don't think.
I'm checking out Goombay. That was a, I have another recording of that one. That one's not so good. I'll have to use the other one next time. I'm checking out Goombay. Is a that particular cut of it is a V-disc, which was released during the war. There was a great recording strike, and that one of the things that helped put an end to the swing era, along with the rationing of gasoline and a lot of other things that made touring nearly impossible for a lot of bands, and a lot of the musicians just signed up and left, so, or were drafted in the cases of old bands like Erskine Hawkins and Jimmy Lunsford's bands. A lot of the musicians were drafted and went into the army. But that particular song is from a V-disc, and I'll play that. I have a better version, like I said. Before that, Ray Noble at the Bushes at the Bottom of the Garden, and before that, George Formby. And Ray Noble with Al Boley, who, that's a little tribute to Al Boley, because he died in an air raid during the Second World War. And a very sad end to Al Boley and the other 50 million people that died during the Second World War, among whom 40,000 Canadians are sleeping under the turf from England to Hong Kong. And this song is most respectfully dedicated to them and their memory. And, well, let's just take some time out on Remembrance Day and reflect on what we've got. And this next song is, well, it's a group of songs. It's a little medley. This is becoming something of a tradition. And Remembrance Day, I play this one. This is Gracie Fields, who was one of the more popular comedians and song birds of that time. Not the most melodious singer, but absolutely wonderful. Gracie Fields, and she's singing with the BEF Chorus, which is a group of the British Expeditionary Force in France shortly before the Germans invaded France, May of 1940. Very poignant, this song, because a lot of the men you hear singing wouldn't live to see the end of the summer, and a lot of them wouldn't live to see the end of the war. And I love to play this one, especially towards the end. Very poignant. Gracie Fields with Our Boys in France.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is our second Inter concert today. We have already played to 3,000 people, and here, somewhere I mustn't mention, there's a wonderful audience waiting for the most wonderful and delightful woman that ever stepped, Miss Gracie Fields, and here she is.
She lingered near the Rose and Crown. The wind was howling wild. When up the village street there came the father of her child. She weren't married. No, but he was. So she tapped him for a tanner for a pint of old and mild. Oh!
And so let us all.
mood. You know I'm very fond of chicken. We'll raise a lovely little brood.
Brings to an end the show. Mills Brothers will take us out with a little bit of Smoke Rings, my sign-off song. So thanks for tuning in. Thank you for all your phone calls, your comments, requests. Be back next week with another edition of Sweet and Hot. So until then, ladies and gentlemen, friends and neighbors, be good to yourselves and each other. Take care, have fun, and may all the good luck be yours. Till next week, so long.
Circles of blue and white.